I don't know how last this, how long this is going to last memory wise, but we'll see. Okay, let's do it. Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Poulter, and on tonight's episode, I've actually got some of the guys from inside the program to jump on, and I'm going to bring them in as we go. Hopefully, the recording lasts and I'm able to bring them in and get their input. Running off of a funny system today. I think there's been a Microsoft thing. I think there's just been like an, I don't know if it's been a personal internet thing. But yeah, tonight we're going to cover some topics. So if you're listening to this and you're inside the program, you've got a question, chuck it in the group. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, you can always message me on Instagram at Muscle Fitness UK. If you've got a question. So one of the questions was that came in was how not to put on weight on holiday, how to stick to diet on holiday. And funny enough, I've just come back from holiday, so perfect timing. And we can talk about that. I'll talk about that second. But George is actually on holiday as we speak, one of my clients, and he's actually here tonight on Zoom from Alicante. So George, are you still with us? Have you still got good enough Wi-Fi for this?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Nice. So maybe you can share how, you just mentioned before we hit record how things were for you, or how you've been finding it since going away. Firstly, a bit of context, as to where your weight and your body was at this time last year, and then also how you're feeling about, how you feel about yourself on holiday right now.
Sure. So for context, about all end of August last year, I weighed in at 89 kilos. Now I'm at around 75.5-ish. Huge weight loss in me. It's about 13.5 kilo weight loss, 2 stone plus. So between last summer and this summer, I just feel really confident. I'm wearing kind of the things that I want to wear. I've got my top off a lot more. I'm actually sunburnt because I've had my top off so much. And in regards to currently being away, the first day we got here was a super late flight, so it was kind of a write-off. But I went to the gym today, which was really good. Did my chest day as normal. Yesterday I tried doing a run, but forgot it was about 15 degrees hotter than compared to England. So I did about 2.5 miles and then just had to walk the rest because I was just puffed. So tomorrow I'm going to go to the gym again and very much just try to copy, emulate what I do back in England in Spain. Because it's good to be accountable no matter where you are. And for me, what's quite nice is that on previous holidays and trips, I haven't really hit the gym, but now I'm in that place where it's just kind of like habitual. I do it all the time. So for me, it felt really weird not to go to the gym. So yeah, just going to the gym as much as I can whilst I'm away.
How do you feel, or what would you say? There's going to be some people listening to this, or I'd get it from friends and people comment on, oh, you're a nutter, or like it's obsessive or whatever. Like, what's I'll go first, right? My stance on it is this: I enjoy exercise, okay, and as far as I'm aware, holidays are about creating the most impactful, fun environment you can, right? That's what I think a holiday is, or what it means to me. Maybe it's different for different people. And the thing for me is holiday is like all about, yeah, how can I have the most fun I can doing what I love? And whether that's if you love drinking or going to the beach or sunbathing or all that stuff that I enjoy too. But a big part of what I enjoy, obviously, surprise, surprise, is exercise. So no one's telling me I need to go to the gym. And by no means do I think if I didn't go to the gym that I'd lose all my gains that I've spent, a decade building or any of that. I'm not doing it for any of that. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. And like George just said, it's part of my routine anyway. It's actually harder for me to not exercise than it is to exercise. Like I'm not for no one's forcing me. No one's saying, Dan, you better get down the gym, mate. I'm there like gladly. I'm like walking myself there and I'm actually looking forward to it. I'll come back to George in a second, but I want to get Manuel's opinion on this as well, because I know you exercise pretty much anywhere you go, anywhere in the world, whether it's trip, work, or holiday. What's your take on that, Manuel? And have you had people over the years question you on why you're exercising when you're meant to be technically on holiday?
Actually, 2 weeks ago, I was in Portugal with my partner, and for me, it was an opportunity to, I mean, I'm on holidays, so it gets me away from my busy routine at work, so I sort of weirdly use that time to reset my workout routine if I can, if I'm out of my routine. So I remember 2 weeks ago doing doing a workout, and friends and my partner, they were like, "Oh, you're on holidays. So, I mean, you should just relax." And I said, "Actually, I am relaxed because I'm doing it, and I'm on holidays, but I'm not out of the program, and my health and my fitness are not on holidays. This is a constant thing. In order for me to be on holidays, I need to do this. This is what I do now." So it's been for 2.5 years now. It's going to be 3 years in September. This is what I do. So yeah, for me, it's a normal thing. Everybody knows now.
I love that, and I think that for anyone listening or watching this back, guys, like I always use this crabs in a bucket analogy, and what it essentially says is when you have crabs in a bucket, when a crab tries to climb out of the bucket, the other crabs will pull it back down. And you see this in your friendship circles as well. Even it's not always the case. It might sound a bit extreme, but there will be at least one person in most friendship groups that will struggle to see other people making progress. So the thought of them exercising on holiday is like beyond them. Like that's not even like, they just wouldn't even consider it. They're like, oh, like I typically get one of my mates is like, fuck it, you're on holiday, like, you know, stop being so boring or so obsessive, that kind of thing. And and I know for sure where it comes from. It'll be because he doesn't particularly enjoy exercise, so it would be a chore for him, and I get that. And instead of kind of like internally dealing with that or just holding it to himself, it kind of projects a little bit, because maybe it makes them feel a bit better for not doing something that they don't necessarily have the discipline to do. So for the person who's listening to this, you know, how not to put weight on holiday, that's where the questions stem from. One is continue to do what George is doing, like right now, and what I did when I went away and what Manuel did. And if you're listening to a podcast like this, the Muscle Fitness Podcast, then I'm assuming you're interested in building muscle. I'm assuming you're interested in building your fitness. Otherwise, why the hell are you here? And therefore, if you're serious about doing it, then you'll take that anywhere you go in the world, on a trip, on a holiday, whatever. And you're a human being, you have one body, you have one life, so you want to look after that. And like Manuel just said, and I love that phrase, you know, your body isn't, you know, you may physically be there, but your body doesn't take a holiday from needing certain things, you know, like, oh, I'm on holiday, so I'm not going to drink water. Oh, I'm on holiday, I'm not going to sleep. Well, these are things that your body needs and will improve your health. So why would you not exercise? I'm not saying that you're going to try and hit PBs on holiday. I'm not saying you should exercise as much or as intensely as you would at home. But likewise, and I'm also not even necessarily saying you should exercise on holiday. I'm just saying if you want to, don't feel guilty. I think that's the more important thing here, to be like, George is one of my clients, it was one of my fitness clients. I didn't tell him to exercise on holiday. I didn't say, dude, like when you're away, you better fucking exercise or don't come back to me if you don't, right? It's not like that. He's done that off his own back, you know? And that's what's even more cool about it is that, George, you tell me, on previous holidays, did you say you wouldn't normally exercise on previous holidays? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I've always been in the mentality that it's like, I'm away, you know, I'll do some cardio, la da da da. But actually, I thought to myself this holiday, I actually want to go to the gym and do muscle resistance work as opposed to just runs. And more so, to be fair, it was kind of done out of duress because I tried to run the day before and it was just impossible in the heat. So, yeah, and I'm really glad that I have done it. And now it's going to be cool to be doing this in future holidays, just going to the gym and doing my normal stuff whilst away.
Yeah, I love that. And remember, guys, like, you're on holiday, so if you exercise and it releases endorphins, like that's a happy hormone, happy thing. It's only gonna, you know, it enhance any other experience you have after that. What do we always say? Like, feeling happy, go to the gym. Feeling depressed, go to the gym. Or has anyone ever gone and exercised and not feel better for it? Or if you're like Manuel and you really like enjoy running, then go for a run. You know, Manuel comes from a hot climate, you know, running in the heat is probably nothing for him. So go do something you enjoy. But or swimming, like Manuel has a swimming background. I swam a lot as a kid as well. Like I find your thing, but I think if you don't want to put on weight on holiday, and I have to answer the question based on this person, clearly it does matter to them. I really would suggest that try and do activities that are active as well. So like if you go to the beach, encourage your mates to play with a bat and ball. You just standing, quite literally just playing with a bat and ball or throwing a ball back and forth with one of your mates for like half an hour is half an hour more than you just lying on a sunbed. Or play volleyball, or go rent some kayaks, or go swim in the sea. Like, if you don't want to look like an absolute, you know, freak, like I am one, so my mates know me as one, so I can get away with it a bit better. I don't get so much grilling now, but be the person that gets people to go on a walk, you know? Like, if someone's like, oh, I'm on holiday, I just want to get a tan, well, go for a walk and get a tan, you know? Take your top off, put some cream on, go get a tan. So I think that's one thing, is the exercise side of things. As for nutrition, by the way, I would recommend if you struggle to like maintain your calories throughout the day on holiday and you don't want it to affect your weight loss journey, I really would say try and save the majority of your calories for the evening. Because typically in the evening, that's when, like, you know, the all you can eat buffet comes out, or, you know, might go for dinner, or people might want beers and wine. And it's easy in the morning to be like, skip breakfast or even have a light lunch. But I'll just tell you for sure, for myself, the most recent holiday I just went on was a bit different because we were drinking during the day. So I kind of used up a lot of my calories there. And I knew that I was going to be in a slight calorie surplus. But if I did want to lose weight or at least stay in a maintenance on holiday, I really would just focus on banking as many calories as you can for the evening, knowing that you might be going out for dinner. And that way, at least softens the blow. But I think your goal should always be to at least maintain on holiday if you're very serious about your weight loss journey, or just accept that when you come back, you might just have to go a little bit harder for a couple of weeks before you can kind of go back to your maintenance. So that's the second thing. So we've got diet, we've obviously got exercise as well. And the third one as well is just going to be a bit of a mindset thing. I just say that, like, make a choice. So if you are going on holiday, if you've got a trip coming up, or you're actually away right now listening to this because it's specifically an episode about not gaining weight on holiday, I would say just making the decision before you even go. And like I always say to most things, tell your friends and family what you're going to be doing so you don't have to deal with it when you're away. Like George, did your friend know, or do you think your friend was surprised when you were like, I want to go for a run, or I might go to the gym? Like, would that have been a shock to her or not at this point?
Nah, I think she's pretty supportive. She's as happy as long as she can go read a book by the beach. She's happy with what I do. But I have been with friends in the past who are a bit like, what are you doing? Like, if I've mentioned just like going for like a workout or something. So I think just surround yourself with people who are supportive of you and not like detrimental to you.
Yeah, and I think to fix that as well, like I said, just address it before you go. The last thing you want is to be like getting into like a heated debate with one of your mates on holiday about why you're going to the gym, and then you might say something you regret as well. I'm sure, no doubt, in more immature younger years, I would have said to my mate, with like, you know, the same guy that was probably asking me to help him lose weight for holiday is now trying to rip me for going to the gym on holiday. And guys, I'll always come back to a phrase, a quote: first they ask why, then they ask how. So for the same people that would take the piss out of you in front of other people about going to the gym on holiday or watching your calories on holiday, the people that take the piss, trust me, like, and I've been doing this a long time, they always end up being the ones that ask the questions later of like, oh, so like, remind me again, how did you get in shape, and how did you get abs, or how did you get so lean, or whatever. It's like, yeah, you know that shit that you ripped me for, or used to rip me for? Yeah, it's all that stuff. Or like, you know, when you're like, you're being boring, well, that was me working towards my goals. So it's kind of making those sacrifices and understanding that most people will struggle to understand it, but who cares? Just do what's important to you. Like, but I would say, to help yourself, tell your friends and family before you're going away, like pre-warn them and say like, hey guys, heads up, I will be going to the gym on holiday for this reason. And I'd really appreciate it if you appreciate the fact that that's something I want to do, and don't give me stick the whole time, because that's not going to change anything. It's just going to end up frustrating me, and it's going to end up frustrating you, and no one's going to gain anything that way. What about you, Manuel? Was that something you had to kind of explain to your partner? Or is it just kind of, again, assumed by them that when you're away, it's just like, it's just what you do?
The beginning, yes, I had to explain to my partner, my family, some of my friends, but now everybody knows that's what I do. Even my best friend was spending some time in Portugal, and he said, "So I know you're coming for 2 weeks. Shall we go for a run or something? Because I've started running again."
Oh,
nice. So yeah, he used to be the captain of our swimming club. Oh, and then he gained so much weight and no more six pack, nothing. So he was the captain of the club. And then when he saw me one day, we don't live in the same country anymore. And, he's now got two kids and all that. So he's not, he stepped out of the routine. And then he could see that I continued to be, between 62 and 65, 67 kilos. And then he's like 80 kilos. We're the same height. And he's like, "How do you do it?" I said, "Well, you just do it." Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah. And I think that's it, isn't it? It's like, it's kind of part of making it more complicated. And I feel like most people do. They try and make this, whether it's fat loss, muscle building, whatever process, more complicated than it is, because then it makes them feel better as to why they're not achieving it. And you see it in all areas of life, business, study, career, whatever. It's like there's something, like there's some secret thing that people are doing. So therefore, because I don't know the secret or the secret way, that's why I'm stuck where I am. When actually, often it comes down more down to effort first and then execution later. So, the guy that has got the six pack, or the guy that's got the big biceps or whatever, it's not that he's got some secret like six pack routine or any of that stuff. And I get DMs about this all the time, right? Especially when I'm sharing holiday photos today in the past few days. And it's like, "Oh man," the first thing they say is like, "You got to tell me what your ab routine is. You got to tell me what diet are you on?" They just assume straight away that there's like this secret sauce. I'm like, dude, I'll be honest with you. It's like, eat less, move more, do it for long enough. A lot of it is really, as we talk about on these calls, guys, mindset and discipline. Like, yeah, you can try a diet. You can try many different things. And if that works for you, then great. Like, you do you. It's not harming yourself or anyone else. But I do think that people complicate stuff because then it feels better if or when they fail, because then they can say, "Oh, no, it's just because it's too complicated, or there's just something I clearly don't know." It's like, no, you probably just gave up, and the guy or the girl that has the body you want just didn't give up, and that's it. Because one last thing, and then I'll wrap it up. I was thinking about this on holiday as well. I was in Marbella, and we all, know how that must be, right? In terms of like some of the beach clubs I went to. I assume that some of these guys, unless every single person there was like a millionaire, and I was in Marbella, so I wouldn't be that surprised. But I know this game pretty well, and a lot of these guys around the pool, top to toe in like designer gear, and they're kind of trying to make up for the body that they didn't get in time for holiday, because they just quite simply didn't do the work, so they just threw some money at some designer gear. And you can imagine the comments I was getting. People come, oh mate, you've got to, like, especially once they found out what I did, you've got to sort me out, or like whatever. And this time next year, I need to have a body like you. And it's just thinking that I want it for everyone. I'm like, no, you can, like, you can do this. You've just got to keep going. Like, what do you do? What diet? You got to tell me the secret. You got to tell me the secrets, mate. And it's just like, yep, no, it really isn't one. It's just the fundamentals, like track your calories, hit your workouts hard, whether that's at home or in the gym, hit your step goal, do it for long enough. And I promise you, as long as you don't give up, you get the body you want. And then everything that comes with that, the success in other areas, the mindset shift, the identity. So yeah, but holidays, guys, just to summarize, just to recap, one, make a mindset shift before you go that you're not going to let it affect your journey. Two, recruit your friends and family and let them know before you go. Definitely don't have these kind of conversations when you're out there. Have them before you go. Three would be exercise on holiday. Like, maybe do some activities with some friends and family again, like involve them in what you're doing. Say, "Hey, do you want to come for a run with me?" Or, "Who wants to swim with me?" Or, let's go swim in the sea together. Have some fun, make it a fun thing. And then the final one would be, try and limit your calories during the day if you know you've got a big meal that you want to factor in. So if you know you're going for dinner throughout the holiday, for me, I have a very light breakfast, a light lunch and then a bigger dinner. And that's how I play it. But by no means am I trying to lose weight on holiday, but I'm at least trying not to gain too much weight, at least until the last day when I go, usually go pretty crazy on the buffet on the last day. So there you go, guys. Hope that helps for anyone watching or listening to this back. Thank you, George and Manuel, for your input as always. And yeah, I'll let you guys go and I'll catch you this time next week. Cheers, guys.